All right, welcome back. I'm Nick Fellers, and this is the module around case for support. One of the biggest issues I think that we're all facing is knowing what to say. I always say, if we knew what to say, we'd be out there saying it. I'm assuming you love your organization. I'm assuming that your board loves what they're doing. So why aren't we out talking to more people? Usually it's because of one of three things, right? We don't know what to say, we don't know how to say it, and we don't know to whom to say it. And this whole first part of the planning module is meant to address that. So the case for support, it's all about what we're gonna say. I'm also gonna tie that back to our original napkin, impact drives income. Remember, the size and scope of your impact determines the size and scope of your income. Now that is real, your real impact determines that, but also your ability to clearly, concisely, and compellingly communicate that. So this is all about your case for support. Said a different way, rationalizing why somebody would put money into your organization. Now, as soon as I give you that definition, I also have to do a side note here. This is really much bigger than why someone would put money into your organization. This, the case for support framework that we're going to talk about, is really a framework for support for your entire organization. So it's not just about income development, it's also about org development. We use this for, quote, strategic planning, leadership consensus building. If you're starting a major gifts effort, going into a campaign, the first thing you have to have is your case for support. But what does that mean? What does that mean? I don't think it's about a lengthy case statement process. And I actually think that a lot of you watching this have a really great case for support. We just got to figure out how to simplify that. And for me, it comes down to three different pieces that you can use as a framework to guide you. Now, if you're watching this with your organizational hat on, you can use this around your entire organization. But maybe you're a funder or a fundraiser, a salesperson, if you will. And I'm going to tell you, I think for you to help bolster your own confidence and to go out and make a presentation with anybody, these are the three things that you need. You need to be able to talk about your purpose. The number one question of every investor is, why does your organization exist? To what end? The French term, the raison d'être, which is your reason for existence. Can you tell me your reason for existence? I love doing this with a crowd. I love asking people, why do you exist? 25% of the people in attendance at a workshop usually can't even tell me. Sometimes that alone is a big, huge epiphany. Where am I going there? A lot of organizations exist to exist. They're always just moving the wheel. But to what end? The top funders in the world tell us their biggest issue is not making money, but giving it away effectively. To what end? If I put money into your organization, is it just keeping you afloat? Is it keeping you moving? Or are you really trying to do something with it? Go back to what we said earlier under Change the Way You Think. This is really about your drive to save lives, change lives, and impact lives. That's your purpose for your organization, but that should be the purpose also around which you find common ground with your prospect. You see, I'm assuming that you're with a rational person. Again, person that could be an individual, family, could be a corporation, or could be a foundation. I'm assuming you're with a rational person that wants to save lives, change lives, and impact lives. And if you are, your task at hand is to make a connection point around your purpose. The number two question you're going to get is, where does the money go? Ever had that question? Fair question, right? Can you give an answer? It's really difficult to ask for $1 million if you can't say what you're going to do with $1 million. So that question around where does the money go? Tom and I talk about priorities. What are your funding priorities? If I give you $1 million, what are you going to do with that? Also, a lot of you have funding priorities, so my big question is, how much money do you need for those funding priorities? Part of your case for support. So the first part, again, was what's your reason, what's your purpose? And that's blue. You could tie it to your impact. The second thing is around your priorities. Where does the money go? What are your big priorities? And the third piece I want to give you as a framework for you to think about is, what's your plan? How are you going to get there? Now, the reason I've got this plan here as part of your case for support is because imagine a scenario where you need $15 million for your organization and you come to me for $1 million. I think part of the way to get me to give you the $1 million is to give me some sort of a confidence that you're going to get the other 14, right? So I'm actually going to want to know, what's your plan? That works. I'm just trying to make this kind of applicable to anybody that may be watching. So that works, of course, for the person that's in the $15 million campaign. But again, what if you don't, what if you're not in that $15 million effort or $15 million funding initiative? Then I think this plan is really an expression of how we're going to go ahead and deliver on those priorities. So let's just say you have a $30,000 after school program. I want to know, what's your plan to deliver on that program? Case for support. Why would somebody put money into your organization? As you've also just seen, this is actually a framework for your, quote, strategic planning. One of my beefs or one of my problems with strategic planning is, I think that what always happens in those sessions is we tend to look at what we want to do. What's our place in the community? What are going to be our big initiatives? I don't think that very often we stop and elevate the level of the conversation to why we exist. Maybe this is the case, and perhaps this is the case with your organization. Maybe it was founded 20 years ago. The people on your board were not there at the creation. We're going to bring them together to talk about what we're going to do when I'm not so sure we're on the same page about why we're going to do it. We got to get consensus around why we exist. And from there, we can have a meaningful discussion around what we're doing. And then how we're going to get there. Another way to think about this and why it's applicable to your plan. And you can see, of course, why we would use that for a campaign. A campaign is usually brought about, and I don't really like the term campaign. You know, it's all about a funding initiative. But that's really brought about because somebody wants money for a priority. And what happens is we usually walk our way back up there to talk about purpose. A great example of that, if you're in a building campaign, the catalyst for that campaign was that you needed a building. Well, I got to tell you what, the people that you're with, they don't care about your organization because of the building. They care about the organization because of what you do in it. It's not about the building. It's about why you need the building. I've been on visits with folks before. This just happened not too long ago. If you've been at training camp, I've shared this story. I sat down with somebody and we did a visit for a youth-centered organization. And the executive director I was with, she went immediately, we're talking 30 seconds into the visit, she's talking about how they need three people to help them with a bathhouse. She's talking about the plan. The prospect, the person we were with, you can imagine his eyes were glazed over. He was lost. Why? We failed to engage him in why the bathhouse is so important. It's context, right? So we stopped. The guy's name was Rick. I said, Rick, do you have kids? He said, yeah, I've got kids. And I said, well, let me stop and just go back to why we're here today. We exist to get kids outdoors. We get kids off the Xbox and we get kids outdoors. He said, I get it. His eyes lit up. What happened there and why did I tell that story? We engaged him around our purpose. I'm going to give you some other words there. Cause. Right? What's your cause? What's your vision? We spend a lot of time talking about message. You've seen our napkins and the napkin message. My other challenge here is that we make this way more complex than it has to be. At training camp, one of the exercises, this is a very interesting medium for me talking to the camera because I don't have the benefit of taking you through training camp, but one of the things I would do experientially is have you stand up, and maybe you can try this, pause this and go out and talk to somebody. Go out and talk to somebody, explain to them what you do and why you exist. I usually have to hit my gong at about 3 minutes into this. Go out and talk to somebody and just simply tell them, what do you do and why you exist? And what usually ends up coming back is about 3 minutes of spewed stuff that totally overwhelms me. You're very close to the organization. The people that you're meeting with aren't. There's a principle called Gestalt psychology. It says people need order. Well, I'm giving you the order for your conversation. I'm giving you the order around which to deal with your board. I'm giving you the order around which to design your presentation. Start at the very highest level around your purpose, and then your priorities, and then your plan.